What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Pardon me. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 16th, 2017. And yeah, my voice is kind of in rough shape here, but I'm actually a lot better than I was on Friday and over the weekend. So if you'll just bear with me, we've got a show to do. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on him, which apparently somebody's already done. We're going to get to you in just a minute, but obviously it is Martin Luther King Day. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the evidence that it was, in fact, an assassination and a conspiracy and a cover-up. But let's first of all get this phone call out of the way. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Please try some of that Manuka honey with the lemon and green tea.
I've been doing it all weekend. That and lots and lots of nano silver.
Okay, my friend. A couple things. On this, I hate to bring this up again, but on that Israeli attack on Syria last week, you know, what's happened to international law? There hasn't even been a response to this from the international community, from the UN. It just seems like, if you recall that baseball player, Manny Ramirez, people would say when he would do something crazy, he had some antic, they would say, oh, that's Manny being Manny. It just seems like they just shrug their shoulders and say that's Israel being Israel. It just seems like there's nothing they can do.
Well, because with the recent exception of the Security Council vote on the illegal settlements, the world has come to understand there's nothing that can be done about Israel because the United States will always protect them in the Security Council. So they've just sort of gotten used to the idea that Israel can commit whatever atrocity and crime it wants to, and nothing can be done about it within the context of international law. And so, of course, the only other options are unconventional means, at which point Israel screams you're being an anti-Semite, terrorism, and all the rest of it. But yeah, Israel's just being Israel again. I think the reason nobody's doing anything about it from Russia and Syria's side is because this would open the door to a direct U.S. military intervention into Syria, or even worse, outright declaration of war saying you're attacking our ally Israel. And Putin's going to kind of hold up on that, as solidly as Trump appears to be supporting Israel, I don't think Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin want a great war on their hands. And so I think things are going to cool down there. But that was the only reason for Israel to do it, to try and goad Syria and Russia into an attack on Israel to escalate the situation. And neither Putin nor Assad bought that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's good. But, I mean, it would be nice to at least hear the head of the UN, General Secretary, just making a comment or a condemnation of what they did. Mike, also, I'd like to hear from any callers from Arizona and South Carolina what's in these voters' heads, whether they continue to reelect or if they're not reelecting, or if it's done via fraud, John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I mean, we have these voters to thank if they are, in fact, voting for these two despicable men. I'd like to know what's in their heads. Why do they keep reelecting these two men to the Senate? Because they're causing not only this country but the whole world a whole lot of problems.
It's a very good question. I know I do get a lot of email from listeners in Arizona, not so much from South Carolina, just basically saying, we don't know how McCain keeps getting reelected because we don't know anybody who's voting for him. But, you know, election fraud is obviously not just confined to the office of president.
Right. Oh, Mike, do you know anything about using lemons as deodorant?
I've never encountered a lemon that smelled bad to me. well, I'll tell you this.
Video. They said that it was used. You basically cut it in half and apply it to your underarms. They say it's a safe method, safe way of as a deodorant.
Well, I don't know whether it's really effective or not or how it would work, but I do know that looking at the chemicals that are in the store-bought deodorants, there are so many things in there you should not allow on your body. And you'd be amazed what some of these companies get away with because their attitude is, you're only putting this on your skin, therefore we don't have to test, we don't have to be sure about the safety. But that's nonsense. Stuff goes through the skin. And in fact, an experiment that will be very often done in first year medicine to show how porous the body is to rub some garlic on the soles of your feet and see how long it takes before you taste it in your mouth. DMSO is known for being able to penetrate the skin and get into the underlying tissues, and it's used as a carrier for a lot of other medications for transdermal patches and so forth. So this idea that it doesn't matter if your underarm deodorant contains toxic, harmful chemicals, they're never going to go further than your armpit, that's ridiculous. Your whole lymphatic system is plugged in there.
Yeah, no, I agree. Oh, and last, Mike, you mentioned, I just wanted to make clear, you mentioned regarding the Winston Churchill bust that was in the Oval Office until George W. Bush left and then Obama replaced it with the Martin Luther King bust. Did you say that it was a good thing that the Churchill bust was going to be back in the Oval Office?
No, what I said was that's a big place. Isn't there room enough for both of them?
Oh, yes. Okay, I agree. But I just feel like the Churchill bust really has no business being in the Oval Office. He was a political opportunist. He was a warmonger. He was responsible for the Lusitania. And in a sense, he knew he wanted the weapons to be put on that vessel. I think Winston Churchill, those who have especially the neocons, they have this romantic vision of him. That's what's sold to us by the corporate media. I just read an excellent piece on Churchill by the late Ralph Rako. And it's incredible. I mean, you know, the things that you learn about this man. So Martin Luther King, that's another thing. But Martin Luther King, his bust is in the Oval Office, but it's a shame with Obama, you know, it's all style and no substance. He's not following the principles of Martin Luther King.
No, he isn't. He really isn't.
In office.
You know, it's kind of interesting because out of all the communications that passed between Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, there's only one document that is still classified, and that was a message sent by Churchill to Roosevelt on December 6th, 1941. Yes. And for some reason, that one is still classified to this very day.
Yes, exactly. Okay, thank you, Mike. Hope you feel better.
I'm actually feeling better. It's just my voice is still shot, but I should be back to my normal obnoxious self within another day or two. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to Martin Luther King, some years ago we had a contributor to What Really Happened named Teb Wilburn, who's sadly no longer with us. But he went on out to the Lorraine Motel before it got completely changed around for this memorial museum. And I'll get back to that in a minute. And he took some wide-angle photos of where Dr. King was killed. Now, we've all seen the iconic photo of Dr. King lying on the balcony and everybody standing above him, and they're all pointing in exactly the same direction. And that photo is always captioned. They're pointing at the rooming house where James Earl Ray supposedly was with his rifle. Well, in the wide-angle views, you can see that that is absolutely not true. They're pointing to the roof of the building next door. And there's a lot of reasons to suspect that the official story about Martin Luther King, like the official story about John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and 9/11 and all the rest of it, was another fiction. And interestingly enough, though, when they took over the Lorraine Motel to make this sort of little commemoration, they changed things around to sell the official story. In the original rooming house where James Earl Ray was, there was a wall right next to that window that made it physically impossible to get into a position to fire the shot from that window. That wall's been completely taken out. And there's now this sort of windbreak divider that's at the end of it that prevents you from seeing where the shot might have actually come from. Interestingly enough, James Earl Ray's rifle, the one planted on him, had a manufacturing defect that left a deep gouge in every bullet that was fired from it. But the bullets that killed Dr. King did not have that gouge. James Earl Ray spent his entire life in prison trying to get a second ballistics test, and the FBI kept stalling and stalling, and they said, well, that earlier ballistic test, they didn't clean the gun properly, and there's this and that, until finally James Earl Ray died of an illness that he could have been cured of had he been out of prison. And at that point, the judge says nobody has standing. The FBI doesn't need to retest. History is now cemented in this legend. What's really interesting, though, is Martin Luther King's own family filed a civil litigation against the U.S. government in 1999. And they had 4 weeks of testimony, 70 witnesses, and the 12 jurors took just 1 hour to come to the conclusion Dr. Martin Luther King was killed by a government conspiracy. And James Earl Ray was the patsy. He was framed. And his government-appointed lawyer coerced him into pleading guilty, saying they'll let you out early under mental illness or whatever. And so Ray pleads guilty, and the judge says life in prison, no chance of parole. James Earl Ray tried to recant the plea, and the judge said, no, can't change your mind now. Every court, you're allowed to change your plea, except this one case. Now, what's really interesting about this civil trial in 1999, up until that point, the King family was lionized by the corporate media, the survivors of this great man. And the instant they filed this lawsuit, oh, they're a bunch of hoaxers, they're a bunch of phonies, they're out to make a fast buck. You don't want to listen to these people. Just turned on them with a vengeance. But the reality is there's a lot of wet work gets done by the U.S. government and other parties. And you're just supposed to wink and go along with it. Now, apparently, and this is being reported over at Matrix, Bob, George Michael, who died recently, the police are treating that now as a suspicious death. And apparently somebody objected to George Michael's increasing outspoken political anti-establishment populist views. And yet another one here, Dr. Udo Ulfkottel, was a gentleman who'd been in the corporate media for a long, long time, and he did a video interview on Russia Today just a couple of months ago saying he was continually forced to basically put out intelligence agency-generated propaganda under his name. And if he'd refused, he would have lost his job. And that was a huge embarrassment to the intelligence agencies. And now he's no longer with us, dead supposedly of a heart attack at 56. Go back and read that Clinton dead bodies list, and you'll see some of these murders are very, very obvious. But if you're a loyal American, you will believe the propaganda and the cover-up. Apparently, Martin Luther King's niece came on out and said she voted for Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, my hat is off to Nicole Kidman, who's fine actor, very pleasant to look at, and she's dual citizenship, America and Australia, and she came on out and said, look, Trump is the president, deal with it. And of course, she's being excoriated by all the snowflakes out there in Hollywood, and fortunately, she's far enough along in her career where I don't think she has to worry about too much negative impact. But it's time for people to start standing up to those snowflakes out there and say, look, this is not a way for civilized people to behave. Blacklistings and all the rest of that stuff, that's the behavior of children. Now, as you know, at the inauguration this Friday, one of the bands that will be performing is from the Talladega College. This is an historically black university. And the liberals were out there screaming, how could you play for Donald Trump? He's a white man and he's therefore racist. And you're interestingly enough, the fans of Fox News are rallying around this band from Talladega. And I think it's a good thing. And by the way, have you noticed there is this horrible, horrible double standard going on now? If you were to come on out and say something like, if you were to say all blacks are criminals, or if you were to say all Hispanics are lazy, you would be denounced in the media as being racist, and justifiably so. But apparently it's okay for people to come on out and say all white people are racist. And you get applauded and you get TV interviews and you get funding and you get all these donations for saying all white people are racist. I mean, it's a very obvious double standard. And you don't cure racism by being racist in reverse. But apparently, the editor of Ebony, Jamila Lemieux, in an interview with CNN, said that really white people can't be victims of hate crime. Hate crime is always by white people against blacks. That when you have four black kids grab a white kid mentally challenged and torture him for almost 2 days, that's not really a hate crime. There is this very obvious bias going on, and bias is wrong no matter which direction it's going. If it had been four white kids attacking a black kid, and CBS Radio tried to imply that it was, then everybody's screaming, oh, racism, hate, 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 hate. But yes, white people are the victim of racism. It's going on right in front of us, and also sexism. Up in Canada, apparently there's a group of social justice warriors who are going around to the various bars handing out free drink coasters for the bars to put under glasses. And of course, the owners of the bars are grateful. It's one less thing they have to buy. And the coasters are saying things like, gender is fluid, men are all lies. But because it's women who are doing this, it's considered free speech. If men were to say, women are all lies, or gender is fixed, or even worse, just complain about the coasters, they could be charged with hate speech under Canadian law. When are you going to wake up and realize that discrimination and prejudice is wrong in every direction? There seems to be this very childish attitude that because we imagine we have been the victims of discrimination and propaganda, most of which is created by politicians seeking to exploit us for votes and money, that's really where all this stuff comes from. And then they get this childish idea, well, it was done to me, I mean, not to me personally, but I've been told by this politician it's been done to my entire race, therefore it's time for me to get even and get back. And that's not how it works. Now, Friday is the inauguration. It cannot come quickly enough. And the snowflakes, buttercups, whiners are apparently getting ready to mount some serious disruption. Over at Project Veritas, Kevin O'Keefe has scored with another video where he's caught some of these snowflakes from a group calling itself Disrupt J20, who are planning on dropping a bottle of butyric acid in the ventilation system at the Trump inaugural ball. Now, butyric acid is not actually poisonous, but it is very smelly. It is very stinky. It takes weeks to go away. And they're talking about dumping this in the ventilation system at what they're calling the deplorable. I don't know what these people are thinking. They're certainly not thinking in terms of public support for what they're doing. You don't get popular support for your agenda by going on out and committing actions like this. The Democrats are going to be decades recovering from this last election, and it's only going to get worse if they try these childish tricks on Friday. Meanwhile, Bikers for Trump, which is a motorcycle organization. It's comprised of veterans, motorcycle enthusiasts. They have already been present at many of the Trump rallies to stand between Trump and all of these anti-Trump snowflakes. And apparently, in response to all this talk about disrupting the inauguration, Bikers for Trump are going to be there for the inauguration. And I can just see these snowflakes trying to go up against the bikers. That alone will be worth tuning into the inauguration to watch, to see that happen. And the snowflakes might learn what hurt really does feel like. And it's a lot worse than a bad word, a naughty word. Oh, he said a word that hurt my feelings. All right, let's try a baseball bat. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I seem to have a bad spot on my master fade now. okay, let's see. We're going to do a quick phone call. Wes in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael.
Yes.
Reason for my call, the history of hate crimes. I'm kind of surprised this thing in Chicago, 4 black people beating up a white man. They're charging them with hate crime. I'm surprised to see that. Has it ever really happened before? What is the history of such charging blacks with hate crimes when they injure a white?
It has happened before, and it's a very one-sided thing. The presumption is always that when there's white-on-black crime, that it's a hate crime. When there's black-on-white crime, that it's just an ordinary crime. I really don't think there should be a distinction. I think crime is a crime is a crime. We should punish it all appropriately. And not sort of like have this protected, exalted victim class, because that's fodder for the liberals to exploit for elections. I mean, look how shamelessly Hillary was engaging in this race baiting that was going on to try and convince the black population that the whites were going to come in and eat their livers if they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. And it failed miserably. But it's left us with a population of black people who've actually become convinced that the white people are their enemy. We're trying to bring back the slave plantations and a lot of other nonsense. That's what led to that situation up there in Chicago. And very clearly it qualifies as a hate crime, especially bolstered by some of the YouTube videos some of these perpetrators had made earlier where they talk about shooting white people and so forth. Obviously, there was a racist motive there. And obviously, under the law, that makes it a hate crime.
A second question. The continent of Africa, 1.1 billion people. Do they manufacture any cars, airplanes, computers, buses? If we're all equal, hey, the year's 2017. Is it white racism, perhaps, that is holding back the continent of Africa from manufacturing anything they need, like a tractor to help produce a farm, agriculture, to feed their people?
Well, there's no question that economic imperialism held Africa back. It was seen as a vast pile of natural resources. But Africa is coming along technologically. They got a good film industry down there. Precinct 19 was a great movie, was a success around the world. Ethiopia is now developing its own space launch capability. So I think you may be a victim of a popular image of Africa that is slightly outdated.
I haven't seen a car, an airplane, a computer, a washing machine, a bicycle, a motorcycle, anything. I can't eat a film industry. What's this space technology coming from? Ethiopia? Are they going to be landing on the moon and
okay, Wes,
on Mars?
Wes, your prejudice is showing. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Andy, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, nice day today over here where I'm at in Texas. But, hey, don't you think some of these snowflakes would have melted away because of this global warming by now?
Oh, one could only hope, but unfortunately, no.
Well, no, really what I called about is, you know, I'm a veteran from the military and whatnot, and I think I speak for a handful of veterans, and I think another handful will agree with me. But if they harm one hair on the head of Donald Trump, they will pay dearly for that. I think I can say that successfully. I think we've got enough disgruntled people running around here, and a lot of us are armed and ready to go. And when the order comes, and, you know, the order might just be your heart saying, hey, time to go. But when it happens, it's going to happen, and these people are going to reap it. I mean, this central bank, these Lindsey Grahams, these McCains, I think those guys got bullseyes on them from us veterans and whatnot, them warmongers. You know, I think that this is coming to a head here, but if they harm one little hair on my buddy Trump, and I don't even know the guy, but from what he's done, he's my buddy, you know.
Well, I'm sure there's a very good reason to not consider such action, and as soon as I can think of one, I'll get back to you. We've got to take a break to commercial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show. Now, with all of this information coming out, all these whining, liberal, crybaby, spoiled brats who are taking time off from their art history studies that they think is somehow going to repay all those student loans, to go to Washington, D.C. and try and disrupt the inauguration with bottles of butyric acid and who knows what all else. Apparently, they found some guns and ammo stashed in the area. Trump prudently is enhancing security for the inauguration and for all the events. Now, there's another aspect to all of this we should keep in mind. This could just be a propaganda campaign to scare people away from showing up for the inauguration. So the corporate media can say, see, America doesn't really love Trump. Hardly anybody showed up for his inauguration. Because if you'll remember, I mean, they were bussing people in for Obama's inauguration. They took huge, gigantic, high-resolution photos. Look at all the people who are celebrating America's first black president. And we know presidents are unfortunately cursed with monumental egos. And I don't think Trump is up to the level of that of a George W. Bush or Barack Obama. But I'm sure that Obama would love for Trump's inauguration to have a smaller audience than his own did. And so most of all of this posturing and talk could just be to scare people away from showing up, which wouldn't affect me. If I were in the area and I were lucky enough to be invited, I'd show up. Anyway, but it good that he's enhancing security. I don't think there's ever been a more contentious election since Lincoln himself, who was also facing death threats on his way to Washington, D.C. to take office here. All right, let's grab another phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I hope your voice gets better soon.
Well, me too, or I'm out of radio.
Well, anyway, a message to the snowflakes that are being paid by George Soros. I'd rather scrub toilets at Trump Tower for minimum wage than be paid by George Soros to disrupt the transition of power.
So, I would add to that with my tongue. I would rather scrub toilets with my tongue than accept George Soros money to disrupt the Trump administration.
Yeah. But anyway, about Martin Luther King Day, you know the thing I was sitting there reading online and listening to the civil rights leaders in Houston and all that stuff are sitting there chatting about Martin Luther King. You know, it just comes to say all these Al Sharpton and Desi Jackson, even Congressman Lewis, they all prove one thing in this day and age. They all outserved their usefulness in the civil rights movement.
Well, they've outlived their usefulness to the black community, because what made Martin Luther King such a danger to the government was he really was bringing white and black people together. He wasn't just playing racism in reverse, which is what we're seeing out of the Al Sharptons and so forth. He was bringing whites and blacks together. He was truly uniting them as a single American people, and they were standing up in opposition to things the government was doing wrong, like the war in Vietnam. And that's why he was a danger. And so Martin Luther King was assassinated, and Jesse Jackson was positioned to basically inherit the civil rights movement from him, and Jesse Jackson obediently transitioned it into maintaining the adversarial atmosphere between blacks and whites and taking the focus off of the opposition to the war in Vietnam.
Well, and you know, as I know, it's the King family, Martin Luther King's survivors of in his family. I noticed they don't really speak. They don't really go shoulder to shoulder too much with Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, because I really think they know the scam. They're trying to use his name, and I don't. And they're really, what they're doing is completely opposite of what Martin Luther King espoused. I don't really think Martin Luther King would stand shoulder to shoulder with Barack Obama. They're polar opposite.
Well, I mean, they're close to each other. Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream," and Obama said, "I have a drone." But that may be too great a bridge for them to get past here. But, I mean, there were stories that when Jesse Jackson was running around screaming that, you know, Dr. King was assassinated, we've got to do something, you know, this was an attack by the white man on the black community, and he had a bloodstained shirt that he claimed he got bloody attending to Dr. King. And it later came on out that he'd just taken a shirt, gotten a chicken, and got the chicken blood all over the shirt, and that was the prop that he was using as he went around speaking.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, I won't know one thing. I know Donald Trump is going to be sworn in, and I just have a feeling that these snowflakes are going to really be snowflakes, because I really think when they feel the heat of the opposition against them, that it's real red-blooded Americans, those snowflakes are going to melt in evaporate. So,
I think it's more PR than actual threat. We know that Soros and various other groups are paying for these troublemakers to go on out and do a rental ruckus, and you know they probably need the money and so forth. But it's all public relations. If there were a real civil war in this country, it's very obvious the liberals wouldn't stand a chance because, first of all, they're so scared of guns they wouldn't dare touch one. And again, like that other caller said, there are a lot of Americans serving veterans They're not, and I don't, I'm not encouraging this. I don't want to see any of this happen in the streets of America. But unfortunately, at this point, if these liberals keep pushing this, and they really try and bring harm to the elected president of the United States of America, they could trigger a civil war. And if it does happen, I don't want it to happen, but if it does happen, we have to make sure history puts the blame for it where it belongs. The whining snowflake crybaby liberals, Hillary supporters, and Soros.
Oh, yeah. Mike, I forgot to mention this, but I went to Target, Walmart, Dollar General, and this is a different subject, but, we're getting record cold winters, and I'm just telling people, beware when you buy space heaters. Make sure that they have the Underwriters Lab label on it, because a lot of them going on out there that don't have that Underwriters label on there. So, people, be careful.
Yeah, you do. I saw a commercial for one on TV, and I forget the brand name, but it's this little tiny box that plugs into the wall. And I was looking at it and saying, either it doesn't put out a lot of heat, or it can't heat sink itself, and there's a hazard there. But yes, absolutely. If you're not familiar with what we mean by the Underwriters Laboratory, it is a laboratory, as the name says, that does product testing. They don't work for the corporations. They are actually paid by the insurance companies who want you to buy safe products so that you don't burn your house down and cash in your fire insurance. And that's what that Underwriters Laboratory label means, that this product has been tested to be safe in your home, which will save the insurance corporations a huge amount of money. So it's always a good thing to look for, because they're in this desperate grab for the last few pennies of profits before the collapse. These big box stores, they're selling stuff that is very dangerous. It's very poor quality construction. I've had problems with a lot of stuff lately. That unfortunately, because we can't actually buy it here in Hawaii, I have to order it online, and I'll get it on shipped in, and it's falling apart right out of the box.
Well, good thing I bought a coffee percolator at a garage sale this weekend, and it works great. And it's very old. But anyway, Mike, have a good night. Good night.
Thank you very much, and I'm in agreement with you. I used to have one of those fancy computerized coffee makers, so my coffee would be ready in the morning. And there's always this little gold basket, which is the first thing to start wearing out after about 4 months, and you can never buy a replacement for it. So I just quit, and I've gone back to an old-fashioned manual coffee press, and I'm perfectly happy with that. I just had a reader's email coming on in responding to the phone call from Wes saying a simple Google search shows there are several car manufacturers in Africa. So there we go. Now, as you know, let's see. Oh, that'll be interesting. I have to look at that next commercial break. That'll be fun. What's going on here right now is a fight over who's really running the United States of America. And what we're seeing is the CIA has just sort of gotten used to being in control. Remember, all of the crime and corruption this nation has suffered tracks back to the mid-1980s and a CIA operation called Screw Worm that was smuggling illegal, untraceable military weapons to Nicaragua to give to the Contras to use against the Sandinistas. And this was a violation of the Boland Amendment. It was a violation of the Logan Act. And because it was illegal, they couldn't use taxpayer money. So the CIA funded this operation with cocaine that was smuggled back into the United States along that smuggling pipeline and sold to your children. And the American side of the pipeline was anchored in Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. And the Clinton and the Bushes are neck deep in this, and because of that, the CIA exerts control over them. In fact, I would say it's probably safe to say that with the possible probable exception of Jimmy Carter, who was also a reactionary president, the CIA's had the goods on virtually every president since John F. Kennedy. And Trump is an outsider. He's not under their control. And we're seeing the CIA trying to find some way to bring him on down. Now, there are 17 federal intelligence agencies. Most of them are kind of small-time players, but you've got the biggies, NSA, FBI, Homeland Security, National Intelligence Agency, Central Intelligence Agency, and there's a turf war going on. Who's really running the country? When J. Edgar Hoover was head of the FBI, he used to refer to his own office as the seat of the American government. So Trump is having a war of words with CIA Director Brennan, and calls him out for being the person who leaked that bogus story about the prostitutes in Moscow to the media. And just an hour later, a report surfaces in the media claiming there's audio of Russian officials giving money and assets to Trump campaign. And the corporate media actually says, this, according to the CIA, this happened. Lou Rockwell is out there saying it's time to abolish the CIA. I'm absolutely in agreement. I would also abolish the NSA because they're certainly useless at catching the ransomware writers. And given how the FBI just looked the other way with Hillary Clinton's crime, I think it's time to abolish them as well. I think we need a new law enforcement agency that understands their job is enforcing the laws equally across the land. Intelligence agencies have always been problematic for countries. Even when the CIA was first being set up, while Bill Donovan said this could easily get out of hand, so did Harry Truman. By its very nature, the CIA is secretive. It lies to the American people. It lies to the U.S. government. It carries out operations that are outside control of the civil government, like the one in Nicaragua. That's not supposed to happen. Now, over at the Clinton Foundation, things are not doing very well. For some strange reason, all these donations that were coming in from foreign governments pretty much stopped when Hillary Clinton lost the election. And now the Clinton Foundation has announced they're closing the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, this is the portion of the Clinton Foundation that is being scandalized over the Haitian relief fundraising drive, where they raised billions and billions of dollars, of which pretty much nothing actually got to the people of Haiti. And they're shutting it all down. I'm sure somewhere in Washington, D.C., there's a paper shredding company that's making a lot of money on a rush job. And the Clinton Foundation is letting go 22 of their staffers, who I'm sure are going to be very, very nervous because they know what it means to be a former Clinton staffer and how short life expectancy can be for them. Now, WikiLeaks is already ahead of the game. They're offering a $20,000 reward for information on anyone in the Obama administration, or for that matter, Hillary's State Department, destroying documents. Because those documents are the property of the American people. All of the work product of the White House and the State Department belongs to the American people. They're not allowed to destroy them. They can classify them, and somewhere down the road they can be declassified. They're not allowed to simply destroy them. Now, as you know, Barack Obama is continuing his farewell tour. He did his farewell speech where he talked mostly about himself. And he's running around the corporate media giving his farewell interviews and screaming about the corrosive nature of talk radio and fake news and how it's ruined democracy. And he's out there saying that we've undermined the tradition of journalism and made it impossible for democracy to thrive. Well, that's only accurate if Obama's idea of a democracy is a pseudo-democracy where you think you have freedom and free elections and free choice, but the tradition of journalism is to constantly brainwash you into doing what the government wants you to do. In that context, his statements are accurate. And that's what we need to realize, what has really been exposed by 2016. We haven't had a real democracy for quite a long time. We've certainly not had an honest, objective corporate media. We've been living under an illusion. We're living in a modern matrix where we think our elections actually change things. This last one did. Americans got together and they overwhelmed the election fraud, just like the Brexit vote. And that's why everybody's in such a panic. They had built this beautiful little dictatorship where all the people living inside of it actually believed that they were free, that they weren't slaves to the bankers, slaves to the federal government. Oh, we freely give you all of our money. We freely pay carbon taxes. We freely send our children to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest. And that's why they're so upset. They're totally freaked out about it. And the corporate media, as I said before, is trapped by their business model. All they can do is go on lying. And apparently the latest lie that was exposed began last Friday when they were talking about the firing of the Washington, D.C. National Guard general. How could Trump do this? Turns out the Washington Compost is being their usual selves. More when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the Washington Compost. We're talking about fake news. And we're talking about last week's story where the commanding general of the Washington, D.C. National Guard, who serves directly for the president, was supposedly fired right at the moment where Donald Trump is being sworn into office. And it came on out and everybody said, what the heck is going on? And then the Washington Post, well, Donald Trump did this. Now, that's not exactly what happened. It is traditional for all people serving in an administration to turn in a letter of resignation to the new incoming president. And usually the resignations will be accepted. Some won't. Sometimes the new president coming on in is saying, you know, you're doing a good job. We're going to keep you on. Apparently what happened in the case of this National Guard commanding general, the Trump administration asked him to stay on at least through the end of the inauguration and any possible security situations. And the commanding general said, no, I am leaving exactly at this point. Then he runs out to the media to say, Trump has fired me in the middle of the inauguration. So, again, the entire establishment is united against Donald Trump and the American people on this thing. Another case of classic media spin is that Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, had announced that the press corps might be moved out of the White House press room. And immediately the media said, oh, he's ending access to the press. He's doing this. He's, you know, silencing and everything. And Trump's press secretary has tried to clarify this and said, no, we're going to a larger venue. We're going to have a new press room that's over in this office building. We haven't picked it out, but it's going to be a much larger press venue because we're inviting more people in. And that is why the White House press corps is furious, because they've gotten used to this idea in this little tiny room. There's only a few seats, and they are all reserved for the giant corporate TV news propagandists. And now, all of a sudden, the White House press corps is going to include bloggers, independent media. That's why they need more seats. And the White House press corps doesn't want to lose that monopoly. How dare you bring these people in here? Well, I mean, look at how the corporate media shilled for Hillary Clinton and attacked Trump nonstop last year. What'd you think was going to happen? That Trump was going to come on and say, well, that's just politics. Let's go back to business as usual. He's not that kind of guy. If I were in Trump's position, I'd just kick out the corporate media and I'd have nothing but bloggers and independent media in my press corps. So Trump is at least making a compromise. At least these guys aren't being told you're fired. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.